How do you start from scratch and grow your email list? That's basically the question that I got today. This is Mailbox Monday, where I answer subscriber questions. And check out the link in the description if you have a question that you would like me to answer in an upcoming Mailbox Monday episode. So the question that I got is, Roy, my biggest challenge is definitely how to get started with email marketing. How do I grow a list when I'm not active anywhere yet? How do I determine where my target audience is? LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, etc. Basically everything with how to start and build that list and provide value. Thanks, Jay. Okay, so today's episode is going to be all about the answer to that question, and including how I started Breakthrough Marketing Secrets back in 2014. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. So you've probably heard the, when's the best time to plant a tree? And the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago or 200 years ago. The second best time is now. And so you want to build an email list. The best thing to do is to commit right now to just starting and to doing it regularly, putting out the content regularly, daily, if possible. I know that some markets, people will say, oh, I can't write daily. I'm sorry. If you, for example, let's say you're in the cosmetics market. Oh, I can't put out cosmetics, men's cosmetics, women's cosmetics, whatever, and just put out a pitch for my products every single day. Maybe not. What you could do is you could put out a really interesting newsletter targeted at those particular people, a really interesting article every day, email every day targeted at those particular people, video every day targeted at those particular people that doesn't even have to mention cosmetics every day. It doesn't have to mention your products every day. It just has to be interesting and provide value to those people and have enough of a link through back to your products and be targeted to the audience that's going to buy your products in such a way that you can occasionally throw a call to action, maybe a special offer, something like that at the audience as part of the email and drive people into a purchase. But again, just start publishing every day if possible. So I told you I was going to tell you my story. Back in 2014, this was April 2014, I had been intending to start a daily email and intending to start a daily email. I'd written emails, blog posts, etc. in the past. I had actually published a podcast at one time in the past. And what I found was I was pretty inconsistent with the content. And because I didn't make it a daily thing, I just kind of made it a whenever I can publish it thing. And it everything fizzled out, as long as that was what I was going to do. And then April 2014, I just had whatever building intention to launch my email list. And I happened to be emailing back and forth with someone who was a member of the target audience for my email list. And I said, hey, I'm starting this daily email. Can you please just sign up for it? And you don't even have to stay subscribed if you don't get value out of it. But can you please just sign up for it? And I'm going to send you something every day. And I'm going to use this to get started. And pretty soon you won't be the only person on the list. So even if you unsubscribe, it won't be that big of a deal. But I just need somebody that I can start sending to every day on the promise that I'm going to send to them every day. And that's what I did. That was the beginning. And from there, basically, once I made that decision, it was every single day, Monday through Friday, I was going to publish an email And I have basically done that, with the exception of vacations and holidays, since April of 2014. And early on, it was just like my site and email. And then I decided to start, like, I found out how to send out links to Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and stuff. And the more that I published, the more attention I would get. And I had some early successes where a bunch of people got added to the list because something I wrote got shared in some places. And so, like, it really just started with email plus the content published somewhere that people can find it online. And, maybe your audience is on LinkedIn, maybe your audience is on Facebook, maybe they're on Instagram, maybe they're on YouTube, wherever they're on. Go where they are to some degree, but also think about where you want to engage. So, are you on Instagram all the time, but you feel like your audience is more likely to be on LinkedIn? I don't care. Publish on Instagram if that's where you're going to publish all the time, and find a way to have a call to action that pushes people towards your email list. And so, where will you do it daily? Are you going to publish a blog daily? Do a blog daily. Are you going to publish YouTube daily? Do YouTube daily. Are you going to publish whatever? And maybe it doesn't have to be daily. Maybe it can be twice a week on specific days or three times a week on specific days. But where are you going to publish regularly? And do that and focus on that and just get going. Because the biggest, like, if you don't start, you're not going to grow it to whatever. But if you do start, you like, that going from no momentum to a little bit of momentum is the most important movement. And so you just have to go to where you will do it. And maybe you're going to expand from there. But the important thing is, if this is about building an email list and building a relationship through email and being able to contact those people through email and being able to drive traffic with your emails, including to new content as well as to offers, make sure that wherever you're doing it, do it where you can have some kind of call to action so that people can go sign up for your email list. And then, yes, it is going to matter at some point that you find your audience. And so, if you do, like, if you feel like, oh, I could do it in like these three or four places, right? Which one is the best for me? Well, think about, in terms of content creators, in terms of people who do email regularly, who do you want to be like? Are you trying to be the next personal development? Like Tony Robbins, I want to be like Tony Robbins, or I want to be like Roy Fur, or I want to be like, whoever YouTube sensation, or I want to be like whoever, right? Who do you want to be like? Also, whose audience can you also serve? So it's almost the same question, and your answer is likely going to be the same. But look for who has an audience that you can also serve. And then ask, where are these people? Where are the content creators? Where are the people who are subscribing? You can go look and see how many subscriber counts or follower counts or whatever all these people have on the different platforms. And with that, what media are they consuming? So if it's on Instagram, are they consuming IGTV? Are they consuming Instagram stories? Are they consuming videos or pictures? Are they responding to pictures? Are they doing whatever? Are they consuming YouTube? Are they, whatever? What media are they consuming? And then, is there an organic traffic opportunity from that source? Meaning, if I put out content, that's one of the great things about social media, is that something that actually gets shared, something that gets liked a lot, something that the algorithms kind of grab onto, it ends up going places that you don't necessarily control, but that can lead to, again, if you have that call to action to list building, it can lead to people coming back to you and signing up for your email list and getting more content from you. And then, importantly, is there a paid promotion opportunity through this media? So, it's one thing to be able to grow a list organically. It's another thing entirely to put some money behind the growth of it and to invest in people, like bringing people into your list with more control that you get from paid investment. And so, certain markets you may not even want to touch Facebook. Certain markets you may want to, aim different places. But are there paid promotion opportunities for this, or are there organic traffic opportunities for this? Like, what are these different people doing? And then, and again, like what it comes down to is I ask all these questions just to help you kind of focus. So if you find that the experts in your market are like gigantic on one particular channel, but others, there's not nearly as much space, you may want to focus on those channels and start growing there. But again, like it all comes down to start. Just start. Best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. Second best time is today. So just start. And then once you're started, it is important to consider that if you do not have a monetization plan in place, if you don't have a way to make money off this list in place, you do risk actually just not continuing with it if it's not making you some money back or getting you some like remuneration for your expenses, right? And so what is your monetization plan? Are you gonna talk about products that you like that you've bought and have affiliate links to them? Are you going to sell your own products and services to this list? Whatever. But you do wanna consider this. And is there anything to consider like right now before you're even starting your list regarding this? So do you make certain decisions around building your email list knowing that, hey, I want to be able to make offers to this list and I need it to be on some kind of platform or whatever for making those offers. I don't know. Like you have to ask your own questions here. You have to do some of your own thinking here. I'm sorry, but that's the truth. You have to do some of your own thinking here. And ultimately though, I will just repeat, it all comes down to starting. So you want to build, how do you grow your email? How do you start an email list from scratch and grow it? You start and you start emailing even when there's one person. And then you try and add another person and another person and another person. And remember, it's like every single subscriber matters. And, you know, it will be great when there's days that you get 100 new subscribers or 1,000 new subscribers in a day. But it's also worth remembering that each of those is one person that you're trying to serve with your emails. And you have to like create something that makes that person want to sign up, that is discoverable by that person, and give them the media that they're interested in consuming. And, you know, when you do that and you tie your own intentions into that, I don't know, sky's the limit. Email marketing is still the most profitable way that you can do online marketing, online advertising, and it probably will be for a very long time, because even if they start charging for email delivery like they charge for mail delivery, it's still such a high ROI activity that it's just off the charts. And so building your email list, starting now, planting this tree now, is a very smart thing to do. What do you think? Leave a comment with this episode. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you found it and why. What are your big takeaways, action items, implementation? What are you going to do as a result? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you. And so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. Subscribe here. Also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com where you can sign up for my daily emails, including these episodes and more exclusive content for email subscribers. I would also encourage you to check out, I recorded an hour and 45 minute training with my coach, Joseph Rodriguez, on building your email list for marketing and sales. I'll include a link in the description with this episode to that training. It's part of my BTMS Insiders training library. There's another link that goes to information on that. And BTMS Insiders, it's like Netflix for copywriting and marketing training. You pay a low monthly fee, you get instant streaming access to everything, watch it as much as you'd like, watch everything you'd like, and you continue to have access for as long as you pay that low monthly fee. And that build your email list for marketing and sales is included in the catalog there. My name is Roy Furr. This has been a video episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for 10 out of 10 value. I hope that I've delivered it here, and I look forward to seeing you again in your next video. I'll see you soon. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.